we believe in being humble. The proud stand more in fear of men's judgment than of God's judgment. What will men think of me weighs heavier than what will God think of me? President Ezra Taft Benson. When we become members of the Church of Jesus Christ, we covenant to always remember Him, take His name upon us, and keep His commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. Any sin prevents us from keeping this covenant, but there's one sin above all others that we need to avoid because it leads to so many others. Pride. Most of us think of pride as self-centeredness, conceit, boastfulness, arrogance, or haughtiness, taught President Ezra Taft Benson. All of these are elements of the sin, but the heart or core is missing. He said, the central feature of pride is enmity, hatred or hostility, enmity toward God, and enmity toward our fellow men. Hostility toward God is in the spirit of my will and not thine be done. The proud cannot accept the authority of God giving direction to their lives. The proud wish God would agree with them. They aren't interested in changing their opinions to agree with God's. Enmity toward our fellow men is manifested in many ways: fault-finding, gossiping, backbiting, murmuring, living beyond our means, envying, coveting, withholding gratitude and praise that might lift another, and being unforgiving and jealous. Pride hinders our progress, hurts our relationships, and limits the service we give. President Benson suggested this solution. The antidote for pride is humility, meekness, submissiveness. It is the broken heart and contrite spirit. He taught that humility responds to God's will, to the fear of His judgments, and to the needs of those around us. Let us choose to be humble. The following illustrations show ways we can choose to be humble. We can show humility by receiving counsel and correction, giving selfless service, praying with real intent, doing family history work and attending the temple more frequently, serving a mission. Sidebar: the most humble man, the greatest, most capable, most accomplished man who ever walked this earth was also the most humble. He performed some of his most impressive service in private moments with only a few observers, whom he asked to tell no man what he had done. See Luke chapter 8, verse 56. When someone called him good, he quickly deflected the compliment, insisting that only God is truly good. See Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 18. Clearly, the praise of the world meant nothing to him. We would do well to follow the example of our master. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the first presidency, on Being Genuine, Ensign, May 2015, page 83. End of the section, What We Believe. We Believe in Being Humble, read by Charlene Stewart.